Good morning. This is Eric Richardson again with the Oakland Church of Christ. Thank you for joining us again for another time of Bible study. This week, we're looking at some lessons that can be taken from the very familiar Old Testament story concerning the life of Joseph. Joseph's story begins in Genesis chapter 37. We looked Monday at some of his early life and the extreme jealousy that his brothers had towards him because he was their father's favorite. We then looked at what the Bible had to say about jealousy and overcoming it. Tuesday, we continue the story to a point where Joseph is faced with a difficult temptation, with his master's wife basically throwing herself at him. Joseph did a wonderful job resisting his temptation, and we looked yesterday at some of the strategies he appeared to use to deal with his temptation, and how those same strategies could still be valuable for us in facing temptation today. Yesterday, we talked about how, up until this point in his life, Joseph has been faced with a great deal of adversity, being betrayed by his brothers, sold into slavery, and then even being put into prison while being a slave. We saw how facing this adversity with a good attitude and continuing to be faithful to God afforded Joseph some great opportunities. We then discussed how our handling of adversity and trials can have either a positive or a negative effect on our influence with others as well, possibly gaining us or costing us opportunity to spread God's word to those observing us. Today, we are going to continue the story where Joseph gets a chance to proclaim God to Pharaoh in Genesis 41:37, after Joseph had just interpreted Pharaoh's dreams. This proposal pleased Pharaoh and all his servants, and Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can we find a man like this, in whom is the Spirit of God?" Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Since God has shown you all this, there is none so discerning and wise as you are. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall order themselves as you command. Only as regards the throne will I be greater than you." And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "See, I have set you over all the land of Egypt." So now, in a total turn of events from yesterday's study, Joseph is now blessed with success almost beyond belief. We all know how hard dealing with adversity can be, but today, let's look at some of the dangers and challenges with dealing with success, what the Bible says about handling success, and see how Joseph did handling his newfound success. The first place I want to go this morning is to James chapter 1, verse 17, which reads, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change." I'm sure most of us understand now that our blessings come from God. But as those blessings get larger and larger, it is easy to start giving yourself a big pat on the back and forget all about where they truly came from. Throughout his success, Joseph remembers where his blessings came from, and this is evident in the name of his children. Let's pick up with Genesis 41, verse 50. "Before the year of famine came, two sons were born to Joseph, Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, priest of On, bore them to him. Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for he said, 'God has made me forget all my hardships and all my father's house.' The name of the second he called Ephraim, for God has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction." Clearly, he is remembering God as the source of these good things and even naming his children in a way that is a daily reminder of God's blessings in his life. The second thing Joseph did with his success is made sure he was able to help others in need. Joseph, having the blessing from God of knowing the future, not only puts aside enough for himself and those close to him, he has the foresight to orchestrate a plan that allows him to provide for all of the land. It's this plan that ultimately will lead to his next major blessing of being reconciled to his family, but we can also see this principle hold true in countless places throughout the Bible. One place that makes this very evident is in Matthew chapter 25, as the judgment scene is being described. We see that those that were able to enter in were the ones that fed the hungry, gave a drink to the thirsty, clothed the naked, and visited the sick and in prison. We are so blessed in this country, and it is sometimes easy to forget that there are those out there truly in need, and it is not only a good thing for us to share our success with them, it is pretty clear that it is even a factor in our salvation. Anytime you have the chance, we'd love to see you visit us here at Oakland Church of Christ. We are located just off New Cut Road in Athens, Alabama, at 18111 Townsend Ford Road. We have Bible study followed by worship every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. and worship again at 5 p.m.